This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration says the world needs to prepare now for the next pandemic. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In virtual remarks to a UN meeting, Vice President Kamala Harris says all nations have learned a harsh lesson over the past year.
That the status quo is not nearly good enough.
She's urging countries to boost science investments and access to health systems and to get in position for surging vital supplies wherever needed.
So that every country can access personal protective equipment, vaccines, and tests.
In prepared remarks to the same panel, President Biden's UN ambassador says the world barely withstood this pandemic. It must be ready for the next one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Mike Rossia tells us California authorities disclosed the first reported case of a man developing a rare blood clot after receiving the J&J vaccine.
Officials at the University of California, San Francisco say a man in his 30s developed a rare blood clot in his legs 13 days after receiving the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. The man was admitted April 21st, complaining of escalating pain in his lower back and leg. Although initial imaging did not show the blood clot, blood work did show the man had the same syndrome as 13 other patients across the U.S., all women, who also received the J&J vaccine. Three of the women died. Seven remain hospitalized. U.S. health officials lifted a pause on the J&J vaccine Friday after scientific advisors decided the benefits outweigh the rare blood clot risk. I'm Mike Gracia.
A WHO chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said Monday that the situation in India, where COVID-19 cases have surged, is beyond heartbreaking, and the World Health Organization is sending extra staff and supplies. This is VOA News.